Welcome back to Kids Short Stories. Today's story is brought to us by two of our friends, Zachary and Nicholas. Hey guys, they sent us an awesome idea for a story and you can too. Just head over to our website, kidsshortstories.org. Send us your idea and maybe we'll turn it into an awesome adventure. And while you're there, sign up for our premium channel. Our premium subscribers get access to new stories every day, Monday through Friday, and a special live event just for them. We hop on Zoom and have a lot of fun together. We did one a couple weeks ago and it was super fun. We created a story on the spot, and I got to do it in front of all of the premium subscribers. So if you want to be a part of that, join our premium channel. All right, I will see you there. Are you ready for today's adventure? Me too. Let's go. Zachary and Nicholas had just woken up. It was a Saturday morning on a beautiful day, and they were super excited to play with all their friends at the park. Some of these friends they hadn't seen in a long time, so they've been looking forward to this day forever. But first, they needed to eat a delicious breakfast. All right, hey, Nicholas, let's go as fast as we can, okay? Zachary and Nicholas ran downstairs to eat a delicious breakfast. Bacon and eggs and pancake breakfast. They scarfed it down in just a few minutes. But first, before they went to go play, do you know what they had to do? Brush their teeth. Yeah, we always have to brush our teeth twice a day, in the morning and at night, to make sure the sugar bugs don't live on our teeth, right? Yeah, because that hurts our teeth and gives us stinky breath. Oof, if we don't get rid of those sugar bugs. And so they ran back to their bathroom to brush their teeth. But wait a second. Zachary couldn't find his toothbrush. What? Nicholas, have you seen my toothbrush? No, I haven't seen it, but I think mine's missing too. What? How did that happen? Like, we just brushed our teeth last night and we put them right here, but they're gone. This is really strange. So strange, I think we should call into headquarters about this. You see, they were on the Spy Kids team, and any time that there was something suspicious, it was always good to check in with HQ to see if HQ had heard anything that might bring some clues to the mystery. So they called into HQ. HQ, are you there?
Why, hello, guys. How's it going?
Well, we were having a good morning until our toothbrushes went missing. It's really strange. I know it sounds like not a big deal, but it actually is because we need to brush our teeth.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. I understand. Well, let me check and see if anyone else has been having the same problem. Just hang on one second.
All right. Yeah, Zachary, I hope they're able to find something.
Oh, hey, guys. Yeah, that did not take long. Yes, there are a lot of toothbrushes missing around the whole country. Kids everywhere are missing their toothbrushes, and their moms and dads think that the kids just lost them. But to see it of this magnitude, there must be something going on. Would you guys, could you look into this?
Absolutely! Zachary and Nicholas knew exactly what to do. They had a dust for fingerprints. You see, when there's a crime, you gotta check for fingerprints. And fingerprints is one of the best ways to check. So they got their dusting kits and started to inspect their countertops. They started to dust and dust and dust. Huh, that's strange. Oh wait, there's one right there, look. There it was, a fingerprint. It did not look like anyone in their families before, and because it was pretty big. So they took a picture of that fingerprint and compared it in their Spy Kids database. Beep, beep, beep. We gotta see if it can find a match. Beep, beep, bing. That's the sound of it found a match. Let's check it. As they pulled up the match records, it showed them their worst nightmare.
Are you kidding me? Zachary couldn't believe his eyes. Nicholas, look at this! As they both looked at the screen with the picture of the suspect, their eyes went bug-eyed, and they both together looked at each other and shouted, Dr. Stinky Breath! Dun, dun, dun! Oh no! Dr. Stinky Breath must be trying to steal everyone's toothbrushes so that everyone will have stinky breath just like him. Oh, he has the worst breath in the whole world, Nicholas said. That would be terrible if the whole world had bad breath just like Dr. Stinky Breath. This is terrible. All right, we gotta phone this in. HQ, we found it's Dr. Stinky Breath's fingerprint that was on our counter. He must have been the one to take our toothbrush.
Oh no. All right, this is an emergency. We need you to find what's going on. Call around to see if anyone else has seen something suspicious. We gotta get as many clues as we can. Over and out.
Zachary and Nicholas started calling all of their friends, and all of them had the same problem. Their toothbrushes were missing. Except one friend, Robbie. Hey, Robbie, do you still have your toothbrush? Yes, I do. Why? Is there a problem?
Oh, great. That's awesome. We're gonna come right over. We have to talk.
Okay. Robbie didn't have a clue what was going on, but Nicholas and Zachary put on their jetpacks and zoomed right over to his house. As they touched down and landed in his backyard, Robbie ran outside.
What in the world? You guys have jetpacks? How did you get those?
You see, Robbie wasn't on the Spy Kids team, and so there were a lot of things that Zachary and Nicholas could not talk about.
Robbie, hey, you see, we can't tell you exactly, yes, these are jetpacks, but we can't talk about them, and we can't tell you exactly what we're doing, but we need to see your toothbrush.
Okay, well, come on up, and let's go, I'll show you my toothbrush. It's not a very fancy toothbrush, it's pretty normal.
All right, let's go check it out.
They ran up to Robbie's bathroom, and sure enough, the toothbrush was still there.
Whew, Robbie, you don't even understand. This is one of the last toothbrushes in the whole world, and it's in your bathroom.
You see, there's this bad guy. We can't tell you who it is, but this bad guy is trying to steal all the toothbrushes in the whole world to make everyone's breaths smell terrible.
Ew, that's strange and terrible, Robbie said.
Yes, and so we have an idea. Since you have a toothbrush here, we are gonna stick a tracker on it. This tracking device will track exactly where the toothbrush is taken. So if Dr. Stinky Breath, I mean, the bad guy, brings it back to his secret place, then we'll know exactly where it is.
Zachary pulled out the sticky tacker and put it on the bottom of the toothbrush.
Perfect. Wherever this toothbrush goes, on this screen, we can follow where it goes.
All right, let's go downstairs, get something to eat, and maybe go outside and play as we just kind of wait, because who knows how long this is going to take.
The three boys ran downstairs to put on their shoes to go play outside. And then Robbie said,
oh, wait. Hey, guys, hold on. I forgot something in my room. I gotta go get it real quick. I'll be right back.
Robbie ran back upstairs as he ran past his bedroom and his bathroom.
The toothbrush was gone. What? Hey, guys, the toothbrush is gone.
Zachary and Nicholas ran upstairs as fast as they could. They couldn't believe their ears.
How did that happen so fast? We were here like the whole time.
Well, you see, Dr. Stinky Breath had a pretty sneaky tool. Not only was he stinky, but he was also very sneaky. And so he had a tool that when he pushed a button, sometimes he had to steal the toothbrush. Other times he had this transporter teleporter button that if he pushed a button, the toothbrushes would just disappear and arrive at his secret laboratory.
All right, Nicholas, check the screen. Is the tracker working?
They opened the screen up and turned it on.
And there it was. Beep, 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 beep. It's on the other side of town. We can definitely get there, but we gotta hurry because I don't know how long that tracker's gonna keep tracking. He might have found it by now. We gotta hurry, let's go. Okay guys, bye.
Robbie still didn't really have a clue what was going on, but as the two boys blasted off on their jetpacks, Robbie was left standing in the grass, staring up at the sky with his mouth hanging open. He could not believe what just happened.
All right, we're almost there. We're getting closer. Zachary and Nicholas had arrived, but there's no building. What?
This is super weird. We're definitely here.
Wait, look over there. It looks like there's a cave.
You see, Dr. Stinky Breath's secret laboratory was some kind of cave that he had made a building inside of it. And he had been storing all the toothbrushes that he was stealing inside this secret lab. What he was going to do with them, nobody knows. But the fact that Nicholas and Zachary found this secret location is a big deal. So they phoned it into headquarters. And within 10 minutes, headquarters was there with helicopters and more spy kids. And they surrounded the cave. And as they went inside, it was full of toothbrushes. But Dr. Stinky Breath was not there. He had escaped somehow. There was like a back trap door that he escaped out of, leaving behind all the toothbrushes. So all the toothbrushes were saved. They spent the rest of the day returning all these toothbrushes back to the people in the city. Whew. Zachary and Nicholas saved the day. Not only did they rescue everyone from some very stinky breath, they also found another clue and stopped Dr. Stinky Breath from another terrible plan. The end.